I walked to the fence and stood like a bit part actor in a World War II prison camp movie, my fingers locked in the mesh of the fence, peering hungrily at what lay beyond, only a few impossible yards away. I was sure that there must be a very simple way for a marvelously intelligent creature like me to get in, but it was some indication of the state I was in that I couldn't seem to fasten one thought onto another. I had to get in, but I couldn't. And so I stood there, clinging to the fence and looking in, knowing full well that everything that mattered was right there, only a few yards away, and I was completely unable to fling my giant brain at the problem and catch a solution as it bounced back. The mind picks some very bad times to take a walk, doesn't it? My backseat alarm clock went off. I had to move away, and right now. I was standing suspiciously in a well-guarded area, and it was night. Any moment, one of the guards was certain to take an interest in the handsome young man peering intelligently through the fence. I would have to move on and find some way in as I rolled along in my car. I stepped back from the fence, giving it one last loving look. Right there where my feet had touched the fence, a break was barely visible. The fence links had been snipped just enough to allow entry for one human being, or even a good copy like me. The flap was pinned in place by the weight of the parked truck, so it wouldn't swing out and give itself away. It must have been done recently, this evening, since the truck had arrived. My final invitation. I backed away slowly, feeling an automatic hello there kind of absent-minded smile climb up on my face as a disguise. Hello there, officer. Just out for a walk. Lovely evening for a dismemberment, isn't it? I cheerfully scuffed over to my car, looking around at nothing but the moon over the water, whistling a happy tune as I climbed in and drove away. No one seemed to be paying any attention whatsoever, except, of course, for the hallelujah chorus in my mind. I nudged my car into a parking place over by the cruise ship office, perhaps 100 yards from my little handmade gate into paradise. A few other cars were scattered nearby. No one would pay any mind to mine. But as I parked, another car slid into the spot next to me, a light blue Chevy with a woman behind the wheel. I sat still for a moment. So did she. I opened my door and got out. So did Detective LaGuerta.